Another big event on Monday, a forum will examine the need for a national inquiry into the deaths of intellectually disabled people. The event, hosted by the University of New South Wales, comes off the back of research showing intellectually disabled people suffer from unnecessary causes of death at a rate of more than twice the general population. Chair of Intellectual Disability Mental Health at UNSW, Professor Julian Troller, says the finding is just the tip of the iceberg, concealing poor responses to underlying health problems. Professor Troller says one of the main issues for the high death rate is the way deaths are recorded in Australia.
The way in which deaths and cause of death is coded, what doctors are asked to do is to essentially record the series of events that led to death. What coding systems encourage is people to therefore track to what they believe is the underlying problem, and in many situations doctors tend to believe that that relates to the intellectual disability itself. Now, intellectual disability is defined by a person's level of intellectual functioning based on standardised tests and in combination with an assessment of the person's level of functional abilities, so abilities to perform everyday tasks. So combined, you can see that a definition of having an intellectual disability isn't the sort of thing that you would generally think should be recorded as a potential cause of death on a death certificate. So when we were examining the data, we chose to look at it two ways. The way that it was coded originally by our death coding system, and by individually going through each cause of death for each person, and where the deaths had been recorded as related to intellectual disability itself, we chose to recode it to the next in the series of chain of events that was thought to have led to death. And when we did that, we saw that the number of potentially avoidable deaths for this group increased further. So by doing that, we established that 38% of all deaths in people with intellectual disability were potentially avoidable. That's a very big number indeed.
That's a huge number. What are the barriers then that you know about in terms of them being able to get the healthcare that they obviously need?
Some of these barriers relate to the person themselves. Some people with intellectual disability have some communication difficulties and may not be able to communicate their health needs. A simple example is that someone may not be able to communicate pain that they're experiencing in the same way that you or I may, because of limitations in verbal communication skills. We do know, though, that there's also a lack of specialised services in this area, so that is people who are specifically trained to assess and manage health conditions in this group. And when we look at underlying training of doctors and nurses, and we've seen that overall there's very little taught about the health needs of people with intellectual disability. We also know that the main supports for people with intellectual disability who need support are both family carers and disability workers, so paid workers who support the person. We know that often family carers are very busy and may not themselves have an awareness of health needs in people with intellectual disability. And we know this is also a gap in the training and skill set of disability workers in the sense of not being particularly aware of the range of health conditions that people may present with and how to access treatment or how to assist the person in accessing treatment when required. And so when you think of the way a person might be supported, what's needed here is really good communication between services and particularly really good pathways into and out of health services for people with intellectual disability. But when we look at the way our health service systems are organised, in fact, navigating them is difficult often for anyone, but it can be particularly challenging for a person with intellectual disability.
It's Chair of Intellectual Disability Mental Health at University of New South Wales, Professor Julian Troller, ending that story. And the forum will be on from 4 to 6 p.m. at the University of New South Wales City Campus in Sydney next Monday.